Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has offered his support for embattled police president Petr Lessy. Finance Minister Kalousek has produced documents that he says prove his side of the row with police president Lessy. And police have asked Parliament to give up imprisoned MP David Rath for investigation again on new charges. President Václav Klaus has offered his support for embattled police president Petr Lessy, who is currently in a heated row with the Prime Minister and Finance Minister. Klaus met with Lessy at Prague Castle on Monday and told the press that it was the police president's duty to protect the force from external influences. Prime Minister Petr Nečas accused Lessy of political activism on Tuesday in regards to a letter the police president issued to subordinates calling on officers to resist political pressures while investigating cases of corruption. The letter related to Lessy's claims that he was pressured by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek over a controversial arms sale investigation. President Klaus said Wednesday that the direct and indirect attacks on Lessy must stop and the serious situation must calm down. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has produced documents that he says prove his conversation with Police President Lessy centered on the purchases and repairs of police vehicles and not the Casa Transport plane controversy. The Finance Minister handed out copies of an official document in which the Police President requests nearly 95 million crowns for the vehicles from the Interior Ministry. Mr. Kalousek apparently received the documents from the Interior Minister, who had asked him for a finance assessment in May. The request was rejected. Anti-corruption police have officially charged former Defence Minister and MP Vlasta Parkanova with mismanagement of state funds and abuse of office relating to the Casa military planes controversy. The police believe the procedure for purchasing the planes from Spain was illegal and that the state paid too much, 3.5 billion crowns, for them. Independent assessments have spoken for and against her guilt. Ms. Parkanova herself says her conscience is clear. If convicted, she could face up to 10 years imprisonment. The police have issued another request for imprisoned MP David Rath to be given up for investigation in a separate case. Dr. Rath is already awaiting trial in prison on charges of accepting a bribe and misusing EU funds. The new request reportedly involves three additional charges relating to healthcare facilities in central Bohemia, where Rath was until recently governor, and his acceptance of bribe money. Police arrested David Rath in May after finding him with 7 million crowns in a box. He will likely be allowed to address Parliament on the new charges on September 3rd. The Moody's bond rating agency has confirmed the Czech Republic's A1 rating with a stable outlook. In doing so, the agency praised the Czech government's commitment to fiscal consolidation amid an unfavorable macroeconomic situation and, to a degree, Europe's debt crisis. Last year, the government's austerity measures reduced the general deficit to 3.1% of GDP. Moody's said that further effort would be difficult, however, because the Czech economy has been weakening since the third quarter of 2011. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions are expected to be mostly cloudy with showers and storms throughout the rest of the week. Daytime highs of 20 to 24 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's program, President Václav Klaus enters the fray in the battle over the police president, and Czechs are making use of a new consumer protection website. Later, in a fresh edition of Marketplace, the Czech Telecommunication Authority is auctioning frequencies. Will it bring a fourth operator and cheaper calling prices to the Czech Republic? And we'll end the program with a Czech lesson as usual, so do please stay with us. Differences between Police President Petr Lessy, Prime Minister Petr Nečas and the country's Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek reached boiling point this week, leading the country's head of state, Václav Klaus, to weigh in. On Wednesday, Mr. Klaus met the police president at Prague Castle, expressed full support for him and clearly stated that attacks against the police official had to stop. Jan Wellinger has the story.
For days now, accusations have flown between Police President Petr Lessy and the Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek. At the centre of the row is Mr. Lessie's claim before the Committee on Security that he was lobbied by Galusik recently over a controversial military plane purchase under investigation. The police president suggested that the call from the finance minister was not only inappropriate, but an attempt at intimidation. And Mr. Lessie didn't stop there. At the weekend, he sent a letter to subordinates urging them to resist any political pressure while investigating corruption cases. That drew fire from Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who slammed the police president for the letter sent.
He is treading the path of the political activist. In acting as he did, I feel that he has overstepped the line, and such behavior is not compatible with the post of police president.
The row, which flared up and peaked this week, probably wasn't helped by Mr. Lessie's claim he was willing to take a lie detector test over the Kalosek phone call, a histrionic display in the view of some critics. It has also put pressure on the government as a whole, with the opposition calling a no-confidence vote in the centre-right government. Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka.
After exhausting all possibilities, calling for the finance minister to be recalled from his post, we are left with no other option.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, meanwhile, revealed on Wednesday morning he had written records of the controversial phone call, which he told Czech Radio would prove that the police president's version of the story was inaccurate. He promised to read excerpts later ahead of the vote in the Chamber of Deputies. Finance Minister Kalousek.
I plan on showing contradictions in his story and will give written records, proof, in the lower house, which will show he wasn't telling the truth.
Mr. Kalousek's claim aside, President Klaus's backing of the police president is undoubtedly an attempt to defuse an increasingly explosive situation, at the very least to allow the police to continue unhampered in their work. It is unclear to what degree key actors, though, will respect the president's call. Given how much apparently remains buried beneath the surface, it may be some time before the row is fully resolved. Interior Minister Jan Kubice, for example, has also waded into the fray, saying Mr. Lessie told him last month he would step down in September, a claim the police president swiftly denied. At this point, it's anyone's guess who is telling the truth.
Jan Wellinger with that report. Now on to a highly publicised story. On June 10th, a new consumer protection website was launched by the Czech Ministry of Agriculture, designed to significantly aid in consumer protection. The site is named Potraviny na pranýři, or Groceries on the Stocks, meaning the old-fashioned wooden kind used to publicly humiliate wrongdoers. The project has been a huge hit with consumers, while many leading supermarket chains are less than thrilled. Dominic Yoon reports.
If there's one department of the Czech state that is viewed by a large number of Czechs as not only efficient and effective, but almost heroic, then it is the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority, or SZPI. They're in the news on a depressingly regular basis, uncovering deceptive relabeling of meats and cheeses on one day and the selling of out-of-date goods the next. One recent well-published example, SZPI inspectors ordered the withdrawal from sale of a particular brand of Polish-made biscuits, as tests showed that they contained far more peanuts, a potentially deadly allergen to some, than was advertised. And that's just one case out of thousands and thousands. Now, a new website has been launched by the SZPI and the Ministry of Agriculture, which gives consumers an easy overview of what the inspectors have found and where. Want to know about the fungus found on a cheese spread sold in an Albert supermarket in Prague 5 on the 14th of March 2012? Want to know about the Tesco in Prague 10 caught on May the 25th selling salami with a lower level of meat than advertised? How about the odd-tasting ham foam found in a Kaufland in Ostrava on March the 7th? It's all there, and a lot more. On the day of its launch at the start of June, potravininapranirzy.cz says it registered more than 200,000 hits within 24 hours and has had over 4 million visits since its launch. It breaks up products into three categories: those found to be dangerous, those found to be falsified or otherwise lacking correct or crucial information, and finally those foods found to be sold as higher quality than they actually are. The Tesco, Kaufland and Ahold supermarket chains have reportedly fared worst in the listings. Tesco leads with 44 cases of wrongdoing. Pavel Kopsiva is a spokesperson for the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority. I asked him about the point of the website.
Food Pillory Project is here to provide the necessary information so customer can make well-informed decisions. And it's also a tool to provide him with an orientational tool, strengthen his role on the market. Yes, it is very popular and it's beyond our wildest dreams, I can say.
But the site isn't without its critics, with food producers and supermarkets, perhaps understandably, most unhappy. Criticism centres on two key factors. Firstly, the site only lists what the SZPI inspectors have uncovered in absolute terms. Thus, the number of cases attributed to one supermarket or another need not be at all representative. Secondly, producers are arguing that the website doesn't make it sufficiently clear who is to blame for a particular incident. Did the supermarket err and sell perfectly problem-free goods in a deceptive or dangerous manner? Or was it merely the innocent victim of wrongdoing by a producer? Naming and shaming in this case, they argue, may be unfairly hurting reputations. The Ministry of Agriculture, for its part, has promised to improve the site in the future, but Pavel Kopsiva argues that such criticism from producers and sellers are unfair.
All the items that are listed on the website are the official control findings, and we share with consumers every information we've collected from those findings. So we think that this is the most objective way how to inform customers. The other thing is that it's in a large number of cases or large number of items that are listed on the webpage, it's impossible to identify who is to blame for the unsatisfactory foodstuff. For example, if the cheese is rotten, it's almost impossible to say whether it's the fault of reseller or this has been the fault from a production already. You know, not even a detective agency can figure this out. And therefore, we would like to deliver the most information to the consumer and let him decide who is to blame.
Pavel Kopsiva, spokesman for the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority, ending that report by Dominic Yoon. So if you're living here in the Czech Republic, do check out that website before heading for your local supermarket. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for our main feature, which today is Marketplace with Jan Richter.
The Czech Telecommunications Authority has moved to open up the country's mobile calling market for new players. It is auctioning the frequencies of 800, 1800 and 2600 MHz, which is expected to fetch around 7.4 billion crowns. The bidding, which opened last week, will close on the 10th of September, and the winners should be announced by the end of the year. If the auction is a success, a new mobile phone operator could possibly bring down the high prices of mobile calls. But besides the existing mobile network operators, few new players have expressed interest in taking part. In this edition of Marketplace, I discuss the auction with Martin Vyletěl from the Internet and Telecommunications Focus website lupa.cz.
The frequency 1800 MHz is usually used as a GSM. And it's used for voice services and data services such as GPRS and Edge. And the 800 megahertz frequency is usually used for high-speed data. And I think that the 800 frequency would be for the current operators the most interesting frequency because they can use it for LTE technology, which is used for high-speed internet connection.
Why is the Czech Telecommunications Authority auctioning the frequencies in the first place?
The frequencies are auctioning because of release of the frequencies, which were thanks to switch to digital broadcast, TV broadcast from analog. And the digital TV broadcast doesn't need such size of band as analog. And there are also, of course, the economic reasons because the Czech government will be given, I guess, minimum 7 billion of Czech crowns from the auction. So, I mean, in the time of the crisis, it's a good amount of money for the government when everyone has to cut its budgets.
Are the frequencies being auctioned separately or in one package? In other words, do people expect that one company will take all, or will it be split into several parties or several firms that are interested?
There are a few packages, so it is possible that it would be split, but it is also possible that there will be a company which could buy more of the packages.
Well, one thing is the fast internet, the LTE technology, and another, of course, issue is whether a fourth mobile phone operator will come. What are the conditions for those interested in running a fourth mobile network in the Czech Republic?
Well, I have heard a lot of complaints, but I think that that we should wait to the auction, and only then we can say if the conditions were interesting for a new player or not.
Do you expect yourself that a fourth mobile network will emerge on the Czech market?
It is possible, but I'm not sure if the fourth mobile operator will be able to offer better prices than those current. Because if you are making a new mobile network, you need to invest lots of money. And if you have to invest lots of money, you probably need to pay those investments back. And if you do not have a reasonable revenues, then, you know.
Well, there's been many complaints over the years that mobile phone or mobile calling in the Czech Republic is more expensive than other countries. Some commentators noted that the operators invest less into the network than they do in other countries, yet the price is higher. Why is that? I mean, doesn't that guarantee revenue more than anywhere else?
I think the problem is in the competition. In the Czech market, there are three current mobile operators, and there is no competition which would push them to give the end users reasonable prices. But in the corporate sphere, what we can see that there is much more competition, so the mobile operators are able to come up with reasonable prices. So if the fourth mobile operator will come, there will probably be some changes.
Out of the three current operators, as you mentioned, Vodafone, T-Mobile and Telefonica, I think that they all express interest in taking part in the auction, but not many other companies, not many other newcomers, perhaps with the exception of the financial group PPF. Does it really reflect the reality that the big players are not interested in entering the market, or do you think that perhaps when the bidding process is closed in September, the situation will be different?
I think that the situation will be different because we don't really know how big the interest actually is. Because as far as I know, nobody publicly declared its interest. But there are some speculations about some companies such as PPF, as you mentioned, or Dial Telecom, or GTS Novera, or some companies, maybe Chinese or Indian, who want to enter the European market and will be like a good chance to enter through the Czech Republic. We will see the real interest no sooner than the companies will have to declare their interest.
Do you think the Czech Republic and the Czech market, which is quite small and, as you said, quite closed perhaps, or, you know, with very little competition, would it be a good starting point for companies from India and China to enter the European market?
I think they can test their technologies here, and they can test also their marketing strategies. And the Czech market is pretty small, and I think it's advantage because you don't need to invest so much money than compared to some bigger European countries.
Well, coming back to the high prices of calling, somebody's very obviously not doing their job. Where do you think the problem is? Why are the operators allowed to work
with such little competition and drive their prices up compared to other countries? I mean, does it mean that the authorities are not doing their job, the regulators?
I would not say it's the authorities' fault only. I would say what could help would be if the Czech authorities push the current operators to open their networks and let other companies provide their services on the existing network. I mean, I am talking about the virtual operators, the companies which do not have to invest in building the network, and they can provide the services on existing network and just paying the current operators some amount of money.
I think actually there was news today that the Minister of Industry and Trade said they would push the operators into allowing this. So this would, you think, if it indeed happens, what will the effect be on the prices, do you think? How dramatically or not will they go down?
I think the prices definitely go down if it happens, and if the Czech Ministry of Trade and other authorities push on the current operators, there would definitely be companies which would like to be virtual operators, and they will definitely come with more reasonable prices than they are right now.
The Telecommunications Authority is accepting bids until the 10th of September, I think. When will it be clear whether a fourth operator will emerge on the market, and when do you think Czechs will be able to use the LTE technology once the 800 megahertz frequency is auctioned?
It will depend on many factors. Right now, the process of preparing the auction is much slower than it was said it will be. So I'm not sure when it will be closed. But if we are talking about the new mobile operator, it should cover at least 20% of the Czech Republic in 2 years. And as far as I know, the companies which are the current mobile companies and which are interested in LTE, they expressed their will that if they will be given the 800 frequency or some part of the spectrum, they will be deploying the LTE as quick as they can. So probably the next year, we can see the first cities or first locations covered with LTE technology.
That edition of Marketplace by Jan Richter. And now in the final part of today's program, a Czech listen from Pavla Horáková's popular ABC series, which Radio Prague is currently rebroadcasting.
Welcome to Czech by Numbers, Radio Prague's own Czech language series, which explores Czech numbers and also their use in idioms. Today I'm here with
Daniela Lazarová,
and we'll be looking at the number 6.
Šest.
The common Indo-European origin of the Czech and English word is just about noticeable in the sound. Instead of
šest,
our ancestors sometimes used to say
půl tuctu,
half a dozen, but you will rarely hear that said these days. The figure of 6,
šestka,
can mean a molar tooth or a room or bus number 6. If you say about somebody that he or she
má nohu šestku,
it means they wear size 6 shoes. You need to be careful there, because if you use the plural
má šestky,
you would be referring to the size of a completely different item of clothing. The ordinal number 6th is
šestý.
You will often hear that someone has
šestý smysl,
a sixth sense for something.
Šestice
is a group of 6, and
šesticípá hvězda
is a 6-pointed star. A colloquial expression
106,
literally for 106, can be translated as with a vengeance. A typical use of the idiom would be
pracuje 106.
He works very hard. Another Czech word derived from the number 6 is
šesterák,
a stag with 6 tines, a 6-pointer, whereas
šesták
was originally a 6-kreutzer coin. Today the word is used to describe a small coin or a small amount of money.
Pracovat za pár šestáků
means to work for peanuts. And this is the end of lesson number 6.
Šestá lekce.
Next we'll be back with the lucky number 7. Till then,
nashledanou! That was another episode from Pavla Horáková's popular ABC language series, and I'm afraid it's brought us to the end of today's program from Prague. You'll find us at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, then our email address is english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you as always. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for listening and goodbye.